Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
Whenever one reads sacred scripture, it's always very important to keep the context of the passage in mind, or the context of the verse in mind. And so context is key. It's key to understanding the meaning of the words as we read them. And so today, we have Jesus surrounded by the apostles, and he takes a child, and he places the child in their midst as an example. Now, he's contrasting this child with some characteristic that the apostles have recently demonstrated. Now, what quality, or maybe not quality, what flaw have the apostles recently demonstrated? They have demonstrated, first of all, a kind of refusal to ask questions. I don't know if you got that or not, but they were walking along and Jesus said he was going to be killed, and they didn't know what he meant, but they didn't ask him because they were afraid. Okay, how many of you have met many children that were afraid to ask a question when they didn't quite understand, especially to somebody that they trusted? So we have that characteristic. There's another reality that the child represents. What were the apostles arguing about? They were arguing about who's the greatest. Did you pick that up? As they were walking along, they were having a conversation among themselves, and it wasn't just any conversation. It was a conversation about which one of us is the greatest. And during that conversation, Jesus is having an altogether different conversation, and he's telling them about the fact that he's going to be rejected and killed. He's reiterating the same point that he made to them last week. And so he's describing his own humility and his own obedience to the Father, and they're talking about, I wonder what kind of great position I'm going to get. I wonder if he's going to recognize how many converts I had, or how good I preached last week, or how big my collection was, or whatever it might be. So they're arguing about who's the greatest. And Jesus is telling them about his role to be a sacrifice of obedience. We have to have the context. Very often, this gospel that we had proclaimed a few moments ago will be held up as sort of the innocence of the child. Now, there is an element of innocence that a child has that has less personal sins or less serious sins than an adult might have, but that's not the context. The context is we want to be great. And Jesus holds up this child as someone who, especially in the ancient world, has a certain insignificance. The only status that that child would have would be the status of the family that it belonged to. And so our Lord is calling them to understand that. To be childlike, to be open to training, to be childlike, to recognize their dependence, to be childlike, to trust and not brag about one's greatness. You know, when we start bragging about how great we are, or we start arguing about who's the greatest, and then we come along somebody who really is great, we might be tempted to say, hey, let's test and see just how great he is. Why don't we throw a stumbling block out in front of him and see if we can trip him up? Why don't we say something about him and see how angry he gets? Why don't we put him to a shameful death and see if God really does protect him? You see where I'm going with this? Isn't that exactly what happened to Jesus when the religious leaders, the scribes and the Pharisees of his day, and again, those same pitfalls, those same challenges are before us in life. You know, a child placed in their midst with no power, no authority, with only trust and dependence, and Christ holds that child up as the example of how our faith should be, right? I'm going to tell you two quick little stories. From time to time in life, and I bet this happens to you all too, or maybe you're this person, okay? But either way, I think it'll help to hear. From time to time in life, I'll run into somebody, and they may have once gone to Mass, but they don't go to Mass anymore. Or maybe their family practiced their faith, but they don't practice the faith. And they might say something to me like, well, you know, Father, I'm just as good as those people that go to church. You know, I don't need to go to church. I'm just as good as them. And if I could engage myself in that conversation, I might say something like this. Well, you know, friend, I don't think you understand the most fundamental thing about Christianity. The scribes and the Pharisees, they thought they were great. They thought they were just as good or better than other people. And it wasn't them that Jesus praised. It was the prostitutes and tax collectors who knew they were sinners, who knew they needed God's mercy. Now, I hope none of you all have come here tonight to tell God how great you are, right? I hope nobody's here lined up to tell God, hey, look how great I am, because that's not why we're here. We're here today because we're sinners in need of God's mercy. We're men and women struggling to be the children of God that He has called us to be. We are here not to present to God our greatness, but to receive to Him as children His goodness, His very life. And so Jesus held this child before them as an example to them, not of innocence, but of dependence. Not of innocence, but of one who could not brag about their own greatness. I'll tell the last little story, and this is something I got from Deacon Tomas, who preached yesterday. He told the story of a really tragic situation of a father pulling up to his house and seeing that the home is engulfed in flame. And so he's terrified because he knows he has a son in that house. So he runs to go into the house, but the house is consumed. But he sees on the balcony his son crying, helpless, right? So he goes to the balcony, and what does he say? Jump, I'll catch you. Jump into my arms, I will catch you. Now, will that child jump? Will he leave behind the safety of that balcony, that burning house, and jump? Does he trust his father? We must be like children who are willing to jump, take a risk, to live our faith fully, be childlike before God, and trust in the loving arms of the Father to catch us. And so our Lord took that child, placed him in front of the apostles who are arguing about who was the greatest, and says, you must become like children. So let us pray to be children of our Heavenly Father.